I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Nibble, nibble, nibble. Ho, ho, ho. Barry and Angela have done a show. Yeah, no, we're doing a show. We're doing a live show on May the 13th at the Udderbelly. Haven't we, Barry?
Yeah, it's on the South Bank.
London.
Come and see. It's a proper show. It ain't a podcast and a live podcast. No, we've written it.
We've written it. And it's stuff about things that, from our heart.
From our heart.
So come and see the show. And tickets are available at www.udderbelly.co.uk/AngelosAndBarry.
Okay. Angelos and Barry, please don't tarry. Off you go. Buy a ticket to the show.
See you there. Bye.
We started.
Oh, hello. Are you all right, Owen?
It's the return of Owen this week.
He's back with us for one night only.
Yes.
He's currently still not birded up.
No.
Although he looks like John Travolta, so I cannot understand why that would be the case.
He's very handsome.
He's gorgeous.
I might take a photo of him later and stick it out on Twitter.
I might take a photo of him later and stick it on my bog wall.
Yeah.
And then if any birds, well, there will be loads of birds that come in to then use the bog.
Yeah.
And I'll just say, that's Owen, and he's single, and I would imagine he'd fancy you.
I might take a
photo later. Oh, yeah.
Stick it up on a lamppost or in a phone box and say, for sex, phone Owen with his phone number.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
That's it.
I might take a photo of Owen later on and superimpose like him having it off with someone.
Oh, gosh.
And then sticking that on YouTube,
yes,
and get him a career on a reality TV show, like for having a sex tape.
Okay, about this. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I might get a photo of Owen, right, superimpose it on another of a picture of him, and he's having sex with himself.
Okay.
On the YouTubes.
Yeah.
And he gets a job on reality TV.
Oh, well, that's quite similar to my idea that I have. But what I might do now is take a photo of him.
Yes.
And like superimpose his head on like a member of the RAF.
Oh, God, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. You know, like he's a fighter pilot or something like that.
Yeah.
And see if he can get a job in the Navy.
Well,
there's a number of things we could do, Owen, for
what
you.
What do you think?
What would you like? Which one of those take your fancy?
Don't mind. He's very enigmatic,
isn't he?
He's so mysterious. Very mysterious. So the nice. Birds like
that. Oh, I can just feel it coming off him like muck.
Yeah.
The enigma.
But
you know?
That is the way to do it. A lot of them stars have put out sex tapes. They say it got nicked.
I'm so sorry. Someone broke into my account, hacked it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, the other day, I... and some of my followers on Barry from Watt, Twitter, /Barry from Watt, may have seen, okay, a photo.
Oh, yeah.
A set of my gooch.
Okay. Okay.
And for any of the guys down the gym, will know it's me.
Yeah, they'll know it's your gooch.
They know my gooch. It looks like John McCririck.
It does look like a bit like John McCririck. That's right, yeah.
And
David Bellamy.
Like David Bellamy down there. Yeah. And it was clearly mine because in the corner of the photo, there was a picture on the mantelpiece when I won that award down the Legion.
Oh, right. A few years ago. Yeah, it was me. Yeah, for your sizeable marrow.
The marrow incident. Yeah. So what happened was, who knows what happened? I can only assume someone's coming.
Right.
Somehow got a photo. It weren't me who put it out.
Why would you do that?
My account was compromised. Must be that. It's easy
time. Yeah, yeah. And where did this picture, this gooch, end up then?
This gooch ended up all over cyberspace.
Oh, did it?
And more worryingly, imprinted in the mind of a number of people who now have to be taken back by hypnotherapy to try and erase it, get rid of it.
Well, that's very, very similar thing happened to me. Oh, actually. Yeah. It turned out that a picture of my balls.
Balls,
yeah. Ended up on Twitters, you know? Oh, it ended up on the World Wide Web. And my balls, trended for 2 days.
Hashtag
Angelos's ball bag. That trended worldwide.
Yeah.
And, I'm not one to lie in the bath with my legs in the air and my mobile phone and take a snap picture of my ball bag, you know, I pissed. Yeah. Like, who would do that? Anyway, I went to bed. And, I do have birds that are taking pictures of my ball bag, and that's okay. Because they want a little memento, something to remember me by, So there's a few pictures like that.
The environmental health had to take a couple of them, didn't they?
Yeah, they had to take some to make sure I was suitable to, to run a calf.
However.
But this is different, you know. So I'm there, I wake up in the morning.
Yeah.
And I click on the computer, I'm bold, I blow me down with a feather if it's not my ball bag, trending. All over mail online, trending on the internet and that. And the only thing I could think of was, I'd gone to bed, I'd had a few buckfasts, ten bottles of it, and I'd gone to bed, and then during the night, someone must have broke in, and pulled back my duvet, pulled down my pants, lifted up my legs, and take a picture of my balls, and then put me all back together all nice and calm, tucked me in and that, and then gone into my computer,
somehow guessed
my password, there's 10 of them, and stuck that picture of my balls on the computer and and it was only when I woke up at 1 o'clock in the afternoon the next day with quite a bad hangover that I realised someone must have broken in and done that to me.
You know
what I mean?
It was a very same thing with me and Margaret. There were some grainy shots taken.
Yeah, well, that's up to you, isn't it?
They were very grainy, very, very, very fuzzy.
Okay.
But I told Margaret to do something about that. Very fuzzy. And they were taken by someone. I don't know.
Who knows? Could have been Trevor McDonald.
It could have been Trevor McDonald. Because
it wasn't him.
Let's make this clear.
It wasn't
At no point has the award-winning News at 10 broadcaster and dearly beloved by this nation.
He's
a lovely man.
And Specsavers advocate.
A wonderful man, and let's make this absolutely clear, at no point has Trevor McDonald followed us on holiday and taken some grainy, fuzzy shots of Margaret's fuzzy grain.
Yeah.
That hasn't happened. Okay. And Trevor, if you're listening, I'm not,
And he will be.
Oh, he does listen.
He will be, because he travels a lot and he likes to listen to this.
And someone had gone near our villa and taken shots.
Oh, Christ.
Very grainy.
Grainy shots, yeah.
The fact was, he could have come a lot closer, but when he realised it was...
I've gone a few hundred feet up that hill.
Yeah, I'll
use your telephoto lens.
Yeah, that's it. I don't want to get too close. Nah. But it's easy done.
Where do these photos end up then?
Well, I mean, in a bid for stardom.
Oh, right, yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I had a number of them printed off. Okay. Xeroxed.
I left
them at bus stops, at the library on the community notices. Anything to try and, you know, this is when I was trying to get
Mate, we've all done that.
Yeah.
We've all done that, mate.
Did you
put
out a tape or something?
Well, I would have put out a tape, but I couldn't. I didn't have a tape machine.
No,
okay. No,
I had some tracing paper,
and I had a camera. I was having it off of a bird.
Okay.
You know, I thought, let's take some sticky shots.
Yeah, okay. Some birds are so dumb.
I mean, you couldn't really make out what it was.
You were seeing.
It was just bits of lumps of stuff. And, yeah. You know, pink bits and that, you know.
Fatty pork. Bits of fatty pork.
I mean, to be honest with you, all I done was I went in the butcher's and just took some close-up pictures. Anyway, but you know, people don't know what they look at.
And
in a bid for stardom, I got my stapler out and I went down the Pronto print and I printed off about 40 of them.
I said, what on earth is this?
Yeah, then what on earth is this? And then I wrote underneath, is this Angelos having it off?
Or half a pound of lamb mince.
Or is it half a pound of lamb mince and 20 pork sausages, you know?
Yeah, well...
Who knows? Anyway, I stapled them to trees all the way down the high street, you know, in a bid for stardom.
Well, I tell you, say, years ago, before there was this explosion of smutty filth.
Disgusting. What a way it's gone.
Bottoms and tits and arses.
All the arses.
All that arses everywhere.
I do like it, though.
Yeah. Before them days.
Oh, terrible
you
days.
You say that.
Terrible
we
days.
We was all buttoned up.
Yeah.
Oh, horribly buttoned up.
Oh, yeah.
Here's a treat. I mean, no wonder the butcher's blinds used to be down. If you went down our butcher, down the South Oxley Way, you went down there and you could... As a young teenage boy, if you peeped in the window occasionally, you'd see a chipolata lying provocatively.
Yeah, with some parsley at the end of it.
A little bit of parsley at the end of it. A
couple of sheep's eyes up the other end.
Yeah.
Yes.
And lying provocatively on, say, some white pudding.
Oh, yeah.
It would I'll turn you on.
Sex sells, brother, you know, sex sells.
David Barrett, my mate, who lived around the corner,
he was a
huge one for arranging bits of pork. He got a pork hock.
Yeah, yeah.
He got a sirloin of steak and what he could turn that into.
Oh, God. And this is it. People go in because of it, you know.
They think,
oh, my God. It
turned
it's
on.
Yeah, I mean... my mate Kenny, as you know, he's an estate agent.
Of course.
Yeah, and he wasn't doing very well.
No.
He wasn't very good at it. He didn't have the pick of the houses, you know, or the flats or any of that.
Or the gift of the gab.
No, he wasn't great. But he did have this nice little shop.
Yeah.
Like estate agent's office. He needs them. Shop window on it. And it wasn't till one night that he went out there and he sprayed a massive cock and balls on the front window.
Okay.
Yes.
And it attracted...
Yeah. And people just thought, oh, my God, that is absolutely... You know, it just made him feel sexy, you know?
It's easy done, isn't it?
Yeah. Made him feel sexy and they thought, oh, this is nice. I don't know why I feel like that, but it was because he sprayed his big cock and balls on the front window, you know?
Certainly, if anyone's thinking of selling their house...
Yeah.
You want to think about agent's commission. You want to think about stamp duty. Is the estate agent reliable? But above all, has he got a massive cock and ball
sprayed on
the
window.
Front? You know, Bairstow Eaves, I dare say, they'd shift a lot more out. Yeah. If they just had a subtle pair of tits painted
on their door.
You know,
That's all it takes.
Come in, sir, come in. What sort of house is... Well, I'm thinking of going with, Foxton's. Because they've got a ball bag, just they've painted it on. Oh, sorry, sir, we'll drop our commission.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how they
That's
how they get you.
Oh, dear.
But you've got some... You've just come back for a little... Well, you went away, didn't you?
You go away, actually, yeah. I went away... It's a very eye-opening experience.
Okay.
It's changed me as a person.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite monumental, in fact, what's happened to me. Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Is it?
Well, what happened was I made first contact with a tribe.
Good God, first contact with a tribe. Yeah. What, like,
these tribes, what you see, that, like, crawl out of the woods and crawl out of the jungle.
Christ.
And they look at you.
Never seen a Western
nothing like it, you know. And I'm there and I'm in me clothes and they're the other side of the river.
Yeah, probably westernised you are, yeah.
I am westernised, yeah. I was standing there with a McDonald's, you know.
That beef patties were a turn on, but come on.
So I'm staring at them. And they're staring at me, you know,
Christ,
open mouthed, you know. And it's like, and the dawning of the realisation that they are looking at someone like me,
yes,
for the first time,
advanced man, 21st century.
Certainly, I mean, more advanced than them, not as advanced as say Richard Branson
or James Whale or someone properly clever.
James Whale, any of that lot, Jameson.
Yeah.
Anyway, obviously, I didn't understand what they were saying, and they didn't understand what we were saying. We didn't understand each other. You know, and so I had to do all hand movements.
Oh God, did you? I come in peace.
And I was standing there saying, "You know, you're naked, don't you?" But they didn't really understand
what you were saying.
No, they didn't understand what I was saying. And anyway, I crossed the river, and they invited me into their
teepee type thing.
Yeah, they invited me into their community.
Oh Christ!
I followed them in. We took a little meandering walk through the woods.
Yes,
for this path that they'd cut out, these signposts on it saying this way to the village. Yeah, which I thought was like. Actually more advanced than I thought they would be, you know.
Okay.
Anyway, we walk through the woods, that's right, and we get to their community. Now, again, much more like, it's not what I was expecting
good
at
God.
All.
Good God.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Good God. And they invited me in, like, for dinner.
Okay.
You see? And they did that by like,
sticking
stuff in... fingers in their gobs, you know, and I thought, well, that means coming for dinner.
Yes.
So we went, through the front door into the living room, which I thought was like, my God, this is really advanced.
Yeah, much literally more advanced. A front door.
The front door, it said number 37 on it. And this tribe, you know, I thought, well, they've managed to sort of, you know, advance themselves. We're having no communication with the outside world.
Yeah,
it's extraordinary. Anyway, there's this bloke and this woman, and they go in the kitchen, and they make me a coffee from one of them coffee machines.
They had one of them?
Yeah, they had one of them, and I thought, my God, this is incredibly advanced. People need to know that this is going on, you know, that these people exist, you know. Anyway, they sat down, and they brought me a plate of spaghetti.
Bolognese.
And I'm thinking, my God, this is like, you know, they don't even know where Italy is, you know, they've never heard of the place,
that's
you know.
Right.
I ate the spaghetti and then I tried to communicate with them again.
Yeah.
And I said, do you speak English?
Yeah.
You know, like that, this is an offshore. And they went, yes, we do. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, oh, right. Oh, okay. Oh, what is your name? Yeah. And he said, my name is Roger, yeah. And this is Helen, my wife.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, right, okay. Well, I'm Angelos, you know, it's nice to meet you. I don't suppose you're used to meeting people like me.
Yeah.
And I went, no, we've never met anyone like you.
Yeah.
I thought, yeah, I know. Well, I've not met anyone like you with no clothes on all the time. And that. I said, you know, I said, what is it? How do you spend the day, you know? And I said, well, we go to the supermarket and we buy our food.
It's a supermarket.
Well. Right, built a supermarket and they pay food with money.
Mm.
I'm like, oh my God, you know, what is this place?
Yeah.
And do you know what this place was?
What?
Holland.
You were in Holland?
Yeah, I'd stumbled into a nudist colony.
Oh, that's why they was naked.
That's why they was naked, yeah.
Oh, blimey.
Yes, but it was like. Definitely, it was very, very eye-opening experience for me, well, you know.
Yeah, well, you rarely travel.
No, I don't travel.
No.
And, you know.
Did you strip off?
Yeah, I got my clothes off.
Yeah.
And I shut my spaghetti, but spilled my sauce all down my knob.
Yeah. Oh, well, I've always, I mean, I suppose the giveaway is...
Yes.
The giveaways, normally they truss up their winkles with some string,
yeah, that
don't
was,
they?
That was, I mean,
they hadn't done
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they hadn't done that. And also they were on mobile phones as well, so I should have...
You should
I
really.
I should really. Like, guessed. Twigged.
Yeah.
But, you know, but you don't know, do you? You don't know what these people are capable of.
Well,
you know, if they've never met people, they could well have advanced themselves independently.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, many, many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we went out.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
To Cornwall Way.
Mm.
Cornwall went right down there.
Yeah.
And, you know, they want independence and all that down there.
Backward.
Oh, yeah, very, very backward people, the Cornish.
Right, yeah. Are you going down there on tour?
Are we going down there on tour? Hold on. Very forward.
Oh, yeah, very advanced.
Very
race.
Advanced
the
people.
Cornish, very,
the Cornish,
very,
very
advanced. Yeah.
And I went down there. I was on tour doing one of my stand-up things.
Oh, right.
And you know, I met the mayor down there of Truro.
Oh, did you?
When he come in,
did he have his chain on, like his bling?
He had all his bling on
like NWA.
Yeah, and he had a big, you know, a tricorn hat, sort of thing.
And a bell.
And a bell.
Oh,
and all
yay.
That. But he had no clothes on, and all his cockerballs. All trussed up with a bit of string
and he was carrying a spear.
He was carrying a spear.
Now,
maybe that is forward, maybe that was backward.
If we find out
we are going to Cornwall on a tour.
Yeah, then we'll
very
know.
Forward.
We'll know. You're very forward.
But if we're not, then we're back. This was... I don't know if you saw this.
Was it in a paper?
Oh, it's in today's newspaper. Star Wars star Daisy Ridley has hit back at a body shamer who said she was too thin and not possessing curves that real women have.
God.
That is disgusting.
It's outrageous. I mean, I know how she feels because I get shamed a lot.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Appalling.
I do. It's appalling. I have that what's it called? Dysmorphia?
Body dysmorphia.
I have that body dysmorphia.
Yeah.
You know, when I look in the mirror, I think I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, he's got it in reverse.
Yeah, I've got it in reverse. I think absolutely great. Whereas I go down to doctors, he said, listen, mate, you need to do some serious work on this thing that you've got.
And I'm like, what
are you talking about?
Yeah.
I look like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
That's right. I have had women trying to undress me with their eyes. Very often I have to say, look, there is more to me than this.
There's so much more.
I'm
not just a piece of meat, madam.
Madam, stop looking at me like that.
Yeah, madam.
I feel, you know, violated.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's right.
I went down Watford Market the other day with a nice bit of skate.
Yeah.
At Jerry Halliwell's fish store.
Oh,
yes, remember?
I remember her fish store.
And I said, yeah, love a bit of skate and the huss. And I said, that impresses me much. Anyway, I went down there and I looked pretty snazzy.
Yeah.
I had my new coat on that I got, which is a lovely zip-up thing that for Christmas.
Nice sports jacket.
And I had some base Farrah slacks on.
Right.
And I was at the training shoes. Training shoes. I had proper plimp soles on. Yeah. I was looking a real fly guy. People checking out my arse.
Look at your bum.
Look at my booties.
Yeah, your boobs.
Looking at my boobs and they're ogling my boobs.
Yeah, they will, you.
You know.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm getting all the glad eye from all sorts of women, you know.
And I said,
look, this is my private time.
Yeah. Do you mind?
Yeah.
I've got feels, mate. Listen, I get it all the time.
I know you do.
As soon as I leave the house, I've got the birds staring at me, you know. I said, listen, love, I am not a piece of meat. I am not just you, I'm she legs and a hair, you know.
No.
I am a spiritual guy.
That's right, and you don't want that sexual interest.
No. Well, I do, actually.
With the more attractive.
I do want to have sex.
With the nice ones, I'll say, you know, do whatever you want, but just the ones that aren't quite so nice, get it, go away.
I'm a spiritual guy.
I'm the same.
Just leave it out, you know.
Yeah, I'm the same. I mean, if you are on the plain side, please don't ogle me. I don't like that.
If you've got the goods, please look, you know, enjoy it. And, you know, but I mean, in the end, I just had to leave, I had to go home. Yeah,
and
well,
I bought a piece of lamb from the sexy butcher and I boned it that night.
Good.
So,
no, it's one way to spend the evening, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Lovely, lovely.
I've been doing a bit of research this week, actually.
What's that? On what?
I've been doing my thesis, my paper.
Oh, yeah, your thesis on what?
On evolution.
Ooh. That's old chestnut.
Yeah, the big I like to cover the big topics.
Yeah.
You know, like the universe, I've had a go at that. I've done a thesis on that.
And how we got here.
And now the natural progression to the universe is how we as a race of humans got here on the planet, isn't it?
And what's your
the thesis is it's massive. It's massive thesis.
Yeah, well, just summarise if you could.
I can do it in a nutshell. But in a nutshell, the bolts and nuts of it and the acorns is what happened was a few years ago, we're going back a bit here. Just before the 1960s.
Yes.
This monk come down to Earth.
A monk or a monkey?
Monkey.
Monkey.
Monkey come down to Earth. It come down on a spaceship.
Yeah.
Which has been flying around all over the place, isn't it? And it come down. Well, it wasn't flying the ship. It fell out the back.
Right. It sort of stowed away.
It's like something had fallen out of a skip at the traffic lights.
Right.
You know?
Where did you get this information?
I got it. I just... like on a dream.
Okay, yeah.
And this stuff usually comes to me in a dream.
Yeah.
And so this monkey, comes down to Earth. And then there's a big, explosion.
The Big Bang.
Yeah, then there's a Big Bang, right? Yeah. And then that monkey, turns into two monkeys.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And then they run around for a bit, and then they have a drink, and they discover booze.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then they put a record on,
yeah,
and it gets you all like...
Smoochy.
Oh, hello. Right, yeah, nice. Yeah. Oh, I actually like the look of you.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And then they have it off. And then they don't think nothing of it because they don't really know what they've done, you know? They just think, oh, I don't know if we're supposed to do that.
Done that, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if that's in the rules.
Yeah.
But no one knows what the rules are, so they're kind of making it up, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway... A few months later, another monkey appears, you know, yes, because that's what happens.
Yes, yes.
And then it gets cold, and then there's the survival of the fittest.
That comes in there.
That comes in there. That's where they grow, a house, so that they can survive.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah? And they grow a car.
Yes.
And then they slowly, because it's too cold... In England, to survive as a monkey,
yeah,
they become human beings,
and that's it.
That's as I say, it's like the nuts and bolts of it.
Where is this going in this these days?
I'm going to put this into the Discovery Channel, and also I'm going to put it into the the internet, and also I'm going to put it into the British Museum, I thought.
Right. When you say put it in, what?
Just deliver it
through the
through
door.
The letterbox,
yeah. Good luck. What do you hope to do? I mean, go on tour
and
talk about.
Well, no, you become a scientist.
Yeah.
I thought I'd probably become a scientist after that.
Yeah.
After the success of this.
What do you reckon on the, talking aside, what do you reckon of the Hadron Collider?
He's not bad, but I prefer Rod Stewart.
Yeah, yeah. I saw the Hadron Collider against David Haye.
Yeah?
He was bloody useless.
Awful, wasn't he?
He was against Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Capitulated.
He capitulated in the third round.
He's scared.
Yeah,
he had no business being in there.
I mean...
Yeah.
Isn't it funny on Facebook, these people slagging off the Hadron Collider, slagging off fracking?
Oh, yeah, slag it off,
What the hell do they know about it?
No, nothing, mate. Nothing. Have you ever been down the Hadron Collider? You ever had a look at it?
No.
Me neither, no.
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 Science ain't really my field.
Oh, really?
No.
No, well, I am. So I
yeah,
know
you're
all about
more
it.
Of
I know
the
all
science.
About science and maths and that.
Yeah.
And equations and algebra.
Oh,
yeah.
Algebraic.
Yeah, I know all that stuff.
Equations.
Yeah. I know a lot about that stuff. What is your specialist field then, Barry, if it's not science and maths?
Well, you know, it's... Pretty much show business.
Show business is your thing.
Oh yeah, I mean, of course, I toured for a long time.
Oh yeah,
with some wonderful acts.
I mean,
that is
years ago.
The old musicals, cabaret is dead.
It's all dead.
Very dead.
You
now.
Know why it's dead?
Well,
it was shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of people say I killed.
You
kill, variety,
you
and I was
cabaret.
Taken in for questioning. So, no, I mean some wonderful.
I'm only joking. I don't think that. You know,
no. I was wonderful at what I used to do.
Which ones did you?
Well,
do you
remember that I used to do that wonderful act with me and Margaret?
Oh yeah. Beautiful.
Pony Express.
When you used to chop her in half of a saw. You were down A&E every Saturday night, weren't you?
She was such a good sport.
I know. I mean, it was only after week four that she felt she only cotton on you didn't really know how to do that.
She let me into the magic circle.
Oh, that was nice of her.
On more than one occasion. And then what happened was we would go on tour and I had all the gear. in whole again. The chop the woman in half, rooting the saw. None of it was from the magic circle. So I get into the shit. I go, Margaret, wonderful new trick. Stick your head in there.
Yeah.
Oh, Barry. Now she talks.
Yeah,
Barry, I don't want to lose that. Stick your head in there. Because she can flare up, get a bit rough.
Well,
anyway, I've got her head
in. Like Jurassic Park.
Yeah, a bit like that. Yeah, like that.
That spits all that stuff out.
She's got that. That little hole under her nose,
yeah.
And it will spit venom.
Yeah,
you know, I come in the other day and I went, oh God, it's not chicken nuggets and chips again. It corroded all around my cheek area.
Yeah, but you won't say that again, will you?
No,
chicken nuggets.
So,
yeah,
so I come in. Hello, Barry. I look at you from the table, and I go, all right, Margaret, chicken nuggets. Lovely.
Yeah, my favourite.
God, I mean, I can't have that. It's a very acrid toxin that she can shoot at me. Anyway, get her into the shed. I go, look, I've tried out this. To be honest, I hadn't really tried it out well.
No.
She says, I've got to go and make some more jam tarts, Barry. See you later.
Perfect this.
Yeah,
she's gone. Yeah.
Anyway, we had a gig that night. We got it all into the Vauxhall Marina.
You're unrehearsed.
Unrehearsed. We get
best
up
way,
on,
isn't it?
Get,
best
yeah,
way.
Get up on the stage. She comes on, you know, in all her Elephant Man gear with that hole. I whip it off.
She's like, oh, blimey,
everyone's
great.
And then it's like, and now, lads and gentlemen.
Did she bother to put a stage costume on?
That's just what she wears, you know.
I don't know. I know. Yeah, with good reason, isn't it?
I'm like Michael Elphick with a cudgel. Ooh, you know. Anyway, she comes on. And I go, now, ladies and gentlemen, Margaret will stick her head, which is this bit here, in this thing. Of course, the audience go, oh, it's come from the magic circle.
Yeah, it's come from the magic circle.
I've seen all this before. Lo and behold, I've stuck her head in this thing.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, a drum roll. I'm thinking, I'm not really I'm not really sure what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've erected it,
touch
you know.
And go, this.
Yeah. Yeah. I've erected it in the shed that afternoon. Yeah. And then I've gone to work on the trick. Anyway, she sticks her head in the thing.
Oh, yeah.
And at the last minute, I think, no, it's not going to work. And the blade goes, and I went, get out.
I
pulled it. Whip the top of her head off, slice the top of her head off. Immediately she's up,
all the poisons,
it's spraying all the place, it's been a mass panic, everyone steams out.
Like King Kong, breaks out of his chains.
Exactly She barges me out of the way. I tried to grab hold of her with that.
You got her tail.
I got her tail. I've managed to swing around, and as she's gone to, you know, grab against the railing, her hand's gone back in the thing, and bang, it's gone down. There's a stump up there, she's spurting out of her little hole. And basically, I said, no, that's it.
Yeah, we're not doing that.
We're not doing that no more.
Beautiful.
We got rid
beautiful showbiz story, though.
Oh, it was lovely. But, you know, that's the wonderful nature of showbiz.
I know.
We had to get rid of
unpredictability, isn't it?
Yeah. We had all them doves, all them multicoloured doves, which, to be honest, we just dunked them in vinyl silk.
Yeah.
We had to get rid of all of those she'd do the old turn round and then it'd all fly out of her
bummer.
But we just had to stop doing
that. Well, you had a police stop you really
they did really
they? I mean they weren't like you know they weren't they just nudged you in the direction they didn't say you can't do it anymore. They would just said look,
do you want
you
to?
Should really
think about
whether
it.
Or not this is for you.
Yeah, but you know she's a game old bird and she really and you know I stick a hat on her now so you don't see the she's got a book coming out about the wonderful nature of musical cabaret.
Oh, yeah. Well, I hope that sells. Will she be doing any signings of that in Waterstones, or is she not allowed?
She's not allowed. She's got a... I say a plastic hand.
Oh, yeah.
Where
yeah,
bionic, she got, oh, yeah, it's a sort, yeah, yeah. To be honest, she yeah, had yeah. it done on the NHS.
And,
then,
oh,
and they
dear,
got
oh,
one
dear.
Of those, you know, those snake yeah, draft
I
excluders.
Do know that. Yeah, yeah, and they bung that on, didn't they?
It flops around.
Soft, yeah.
It's very soft. It's got cotton wool inside. She can't hold a pen with it.
No, no.
And
no. I went and had some of that tourist surgery. You know?
Oh, did you?
Yeah,
where'd you go? Bulgaria?
Yeah, I went and had my teeth done in Prague.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. yeah
How
yeah.
did that turn out?
Oh, well, you know, I don't... I don't know.
Well, I remember what happened because you went in there and you said, I want my teeth done. And what did they do? They got, you know, them chattering teeth you've got
oh, yeah,
from a junk shop
remember,
with a key?
Yeah. yeah
they
yeah,
got
they
some
stuck
of that,
them in.
Stuck them and they went 50 yeah. rubles,
oh,
please.
I paid it. Yeah. I paid it. The only trouble is, I mean, when it's cold.
Oh. when you're eating corn on the cob, it's
like,
a boom.
You know, when someone's winding you up from the shower, it's like, honestly. You're trying to speak.
It was terrible, yeah, wasn't it? When you were in court.
In court trying to testify.
That policeman had to keep winding up the key.
No, I won't go back there again.
Well, you know, Ma Margaret had her buttocks tightened.
Oh, did she?
Out Bulgaria way.
She had that done, did she?
She had that done. And all they did was, you know... they got some clay, you know, clay, and sometimes
clay.
They put in what they put in silicone, and it's like industrial stuff.
Bathroom stuff,
you know. And they injected in all this clay into her bum sort of thing. And I went, whoa, what's going on here? This is no good. I paid up to 40 rubles
for this.
And he said, what is the problem, sir? And I said, well, it's clay, isn't it?
This is not medically sound.
Not medically sound. And I said, this is for creating,
pots and that.
You can get this from busts. It's for making ashtrays and stuff.
Yeah.
And do you know what he did for a bit of a laugh? My mum said, I don't mind.
Doesn't matter.
He turned it into an ashtray. And then the other one was the Eiffel Tower.
Oh, that's right, nice. Yeah.
On her bum now. She's got an ashtray coming out the skin, you know, and the Eiffel Tower on one. You know, very often if we're making love from behind, I can have a fag
and put it in the ashtray. Top of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, whilst admiring the view from Paris.
Beautiful.
And that's beautiful, you know.
No,
it's just under the skin.
We should mention the gig date.
We're doing a gig.
At the Udderbelly, which is an upturned cow, on the South Bank, and we're doing that on May the 13th, and you can get tickets from www.udderbelly.co.uk /. Angelos and Barry.
Them teeth. Wind them up again and try it again.
Oh,
udderbelly.co.uk.
/ and
Barry. Now, we are writing the show.
We're
not just making it up.
No, this stuff will all be important stuff from our heart and our soul. Things that we want to get off our chest.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So come and see it. And then we are going on tour
over
the place.
Yeah.
But not Cornwall now.
No, probably not.
Probably not that. No. But we're going to go all over the place. And that's in the autumn.
Oh, in the autumn,
But we're properly writing it, aren't we?
We're writing things that matter. Matter to us.
Actually, right.
Things that matter. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. To us and to all of you.
Yes.
Yeah. Universal subjects.
Yeah.
Like robots, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay. Until next time.
Oh, beautiful. All right. Have a lovely week, all of you. Okay, children.
Night.
Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production served to you in association with Why Not Think People. For all our other football titles, go to playbackmedia.co.uk.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.